Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, welcome back. Hour number two of Gwen and Chris getting underway here on 97.3 The Fan. Also on YouTube, you can watch. Just search for 97.3 The Fan. You can watch the program as we roll towards 6 o'clock this evening. Full four-hour show today. Tony Gwynn Jr., his final program before he and the Padres get on the big old plane there and fly to South Korea. Padres and Dodgers will open the 2024 Major League Baseball season next Wednesday morning. That is a 3 a.m. start time. And it'll be Tyler Glasnow announced today as the Dodgers starter on opening day. And, of course, Yu Darvish for the Padres as the season gets underway for real. Matt Scraby's in the Odyssey Palace Studios in San Diego. He's the only one there because I'm in Las Vegas
finally
with Aztec basketball. The Aztec men's team arrives here tomorrow to get ready to play UNLV in the first round of the quarterfinals of the men's tournament on Thursday. So a lot of good San Diego State Aztec basketball this week in Las Vegas. We got a daily gambit coming up. Want to update you though on the Padres and the Diamondbacks spring training today. 2-2. They're in the bottom of the seventh inning. Usuk Go just pitched a scoreless inning for the Padres in the seventh. And Jackson Merrill provided the Padres runs with a two-run towering shot to left center field home run off of Zach Gallen, one of the best pitchers in the National League last year. And Padres jumped out to a 2-0 lead. It's now 2-2 in the bottom of the seventh. You know, nobody's really talked about Mr. Go very much, Tony. I've seen a lot. You know, a lot's been made of Suarez, and he's starting to, you know, seem like he's getting in a better groove now as the season approaches. And a lot's been talked about Matsui and, you know, his back issues. And we focused on a lot of the other young players. But I haven't heard a lot about Mr. Go. But I think the results have been pretty good, have they not?
He had one bad outing, but I think all have been pretty well since he's been in the big league games. I can think of all but one he was pretty good in. And so, you know, hopefully I'm not as concerned about the bullpen as I was earlier. I think Suarez is starting to kind of get his feet under him. Sometimes that takes a little bit of time. When are we going to see Matsui again? I mean, that's the next one. I think he actually is throwing tomorrow. I think that's what we heard from Mike Schilt. I don't know if it's in the game or in backfields or whatnot, but I think they're going to know more before we get on the and it might have even been today. I can't remember. I have it to go back and listen to Mike Schilt's transcript that I have on my phone, but the bullpen's been good.
Transcript.
Man. Yeah, I mean, it's an app. I just stick my phone out there.
Oh, that's right.
It down as
that's actually
about
pretty
it.
Nice.
It's pretty cool.
What are you laughing at?
How do you not know about this, Scraby? How
is
do you
it?
Not
no,
know about
wait,
this stuff?
I think the app is called Otter.
It is called Otter.
So I do know
good,
about
Scraby.
It. I do know.
You don't know about it because you didn't come up with it.
So I'm going back through. I'm going back through my transcript right now to see when it was Matsui is going to throw again.
I'm trying to find it on our Twitter as well, which has a lot of great stuff.
Does it?
It's got
well,
why
YouTube geniuses effort to find this information? maybe we should get to today's Daily Gambit. What do you say?
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is immortal luck.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. I would like to circle back to when Chris called us geniuses, Tony.
I didn't hear him say it.
He said, well, you two geniuses are figuring that out. That was pretty funny, Chris, I gotta say. We have some bets that we made last night, and we're going to review them right now. The Aztecs women's, they were in action against New Mexico. New Mexico, 4-point favorites in this one, but Chris and I both chose the Aztecs. Aztecs win by 11, 67-56. That is why Chris is in Las Vegas. They are still alive. And so they win this game, Chris, right? And they go to the championship.
Yes, they win tonight. They will play in the championship game tomorrow night. Exactly.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So everybody keep the Aztecs women in mind tonight. St. Mary's, 11.5-point favorites over Santa Clara last night. Both of us went Santa Clara. Chris said he went Santa Clara because he's staying in the same hotel as the Santa Clara men's team. Doesn't matter, though.
That's a great reason.
Yeah, St. Mary's 79.
I thought it was.
79-65. I think, didn't you say they seem like they're ready to play, Chris? Is that what you said?
Yes, I did. They ate a lot of food, I can tell you that, because they were in the room right next to us. So I felt they were going to be prepared, but it didn't work out.
No, it didn't work out for my team either. Gonzaga, 9.5-point favorites over the Dons. I said the Dons were going to win. Chris said Gonzaga is going to win, and Gonzaga won by 12, 89-77. I feel like the Dons are now NIT-bound instead of tourney-bound, so we'll see.
It's looking like that. They were on the bubble.
If
they could have won that game last night, they might have pulled it off.
Come on, guys! Jeez.
Are we talking? We're talking about the Dons?
Yeah, the USF Dons. They were.
Hang with them, Scraby.
I know. It stinks, man. Nuggets, 15.5-point favorites over the Toronto Raptors. And Chris chose Denver. I chose Toronto. And I was right on the spread because the Nuggets won, but they only won by 6, 125-119.
The Nuggets have now moved into like Clipper territory for me.
Meaning you don't like them?
I can't stand them.
Why?
I can't stand them because
they beat his team all the time.
Yeah, we can't beat them. That's why I can't stand them.
Yeah, that'll do it. Last bet was the Phoenix Suns at the Cleveland Cavaliers, and Chris chose Cleveland. I chose Phoenix. Suns were 6.5-point favorites. They did win, but they only won by 6, so Chris wins that bet. Unfortunate for us.
Yeah.
Or for me.
Amazing how many bets come down to a half a point like that.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's absolutely nuts.
All right. I have some differences in the odds for the Super Bowl after all these free agency things, or the tampering period, they call it. But first, this hour is brought to you by Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Cash in on basketball's biggest moments with Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. If you didn't know that already, use code KWFN for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Now, here we go into the NFL odds after. The Chiefs have leapfrogged the 49ers with their, I'm assuming that the Chris Jones signing is why they leapfrogged, because they weren't sure. But now they're at the top. They're the favorite to win the Super Bowl, plus 450. Which doesn't make me feel great about anything, to be honest.
Where are 49ers at?
Second. Ravens shot up to third, plus 1,000 after their signing of Derrick Henry.
They lost Armstead. How are they still the second?
Because they replaced it with, they got Leonard Floyd on the team. They signed him last night. So they replaced Eric Armstead with Leonard Floyd.
Leonard Floyd played for who? The Bills?
Rams. He's pretty good. He's an edge rusher. He's pretty good.
This is Scraby already trying to convince himself.
Did a deep dive on Leonard Floyd last night.
Scraby, we already told you that Brock Purdy is never returning to the Super Bowl. The facts are there to support the losing Super Bowl in their first appearance. Never get back.
You know, well, Brock Purdy has bucked all the trends throughout his career. He's Mr. Irrelevant. He's no good. Then he puts together a great season. He's still no good. Then he gets into a Super Bowl. He's still no good.
He is good. He's just not good enough.
But I'm saying that he's going to be the guy who breaks the mold. I don't know how this got turned around on Brock Purdy. One of the ones that I was kind of surprised about, who do you think are the three teams at the bottom all at the same odds to win the Super Bowl? There's one team I didn't really think, but...
At the bottom?
Longest shot?
Yeah, the longest shot. There's three teams tied at plus 15,000.
Panthers?
Okay, that is one, yes.
Bears. No, not the Bears.
Bears.
Patriots.
Patriots, good one. Good one, yes, Patriots. And then the third team.
The third team is a surprise?
It's kind of a surprise. I didn't expect them
Cardinals?
To be... No, the Tennessee Titans are on the bottom.
Trashy.
Which is why Tony Pollard, what are you doing, bro? You just went from Dallas.
Yeah, well,
they
also made the mistake of getting rid of a really good coach in Mike Vrabel and picking up nobody.
Yeah.
Yes, he's so good that he still is looking for a job, everybody.
That's all right, Greg. You know what? You think you won this argument, but you didn't.
I did. Okay, how do I win this argument? When will you give in and say, all right, Mike Vrabel's not a good coach?
When he coaches somewhere and he doesn't have success. But
Tennessee.
He's had success until last year. He's breaking in a rookie quarterback. That happens to a lot of guys.
All right. Do you have any bets, Chris?
Yeah, I do. Here we go. We got, first of all, we got to focus in on the Mountain West Conference women's semifinals tonight, guys.
Yeah.
Here in Las Vegas. First game, top seeded UNLV against the 5-seed Colorado State. UNLV, as you might imagine, is a big favorite here, 15.5 points.
Oof.
I will tell you that UNLV won their first round game over Fresno State by 48 points, and they have been blowing everybody out recently.
48 points?
Yeah. They beat us by 59 a few weeks ago.
That's true.
And we could play them in the final tomorrow night, 2.5 weeks after losing to them by 59 points. You talk about long odds for the Aztecs to win the whole thing. But... crazier things have happened. I will tell you that UNLV should be able to beat this spread, but it's up to you guys. I'll let you go first, Greg.
Oh, man. I'm going to go UNLV.
They're ridiculously good right now. I'll take UNLV, Tony. I hate to do it, but I have to. You want to take the points?
Yes, give me the points. This is March, man. It's going to happen.
It's madness.
At least
I will say this:
cover.
Colorado State has one really great player, their point guard, and they have a really good coach who might be able to come up with something. I don't know what. All right, the second game will be Boise State and the Aztecs. Boise State is the 6th seed. The Aztecs are the 7th seed. They tied in the standings during the regular season. They have the exact same record overall. They split their two regular season meetings. The home team won both. Boise State is a 1.5 point favorite over our Aztecs. And of course, I have to ride the hot streak and go with the Aztecs. Tony.
Aztecs, baby.
For life. Scrab.
Aztecs, baby.
That's right. All right. Scraby, we'll even let you jump on the bandwagon this one time.
What? Okay. What? I've been texting you back saying I hope they win. I said I enjoy the ride.
Yeah.
Jeez, I've been very supportive of the Aztecs women's team.
You're fine.
Yeah, you have. All right, Clippers tonight are home to Minnesota. Speaking of Minnesota, that was a very impressive win by the Lakers the other night, Tony.
Yes, it was.
Over Minnesota. The Lakers are starting to heat up here with about 1.5 months to go. But tonight it's the Clippers at home against Minnesota. The Clippers are favored by 6.5 points. I believe Tony is first on this one.
Clippers, gosh. What was the spread? 1.5?
6.5.
6.5.
Clippers are favored. Oh, yeah, because they don't have Towns. They don't have Gobert, I don't believe. Yeah, give me Clippers.
Clippers. Yeah, Minnesota's hurting right now for sure. Scraby?
You know, I rewatched that movie with Adam Sandler and Kermit, a.k.a. Anthony Edwards. And I believe in Anthony Edwards. I really do. But I'm going to go with the Clippers here.
Okay, so what was the whole point of even mentioning
it? I just wanted to mention that I remember Kermit. He was really good in that movie. He was easy to hate in that movie. He did his job.
He did a good job. It was a good movie. It's a really good movie.
I can't remember the name of it, honestly.
Scout.
Is it Scout?
Is it called Scout?
No, I'm going to look it up.
I don't know.
Though.
It was pretty good.
You guys love the movie so much you can't remember the name.
I don't remember anything.
No, I can't. You're right. I'm going to take the Clippers, too.
Hustle. Yeah.
Right. Close.
New York Knicks are 6.5 over Philadelphia tonight. I used this game because I don't know if you saw this on Sunday night. The Knicks lost to the Sixers 79-73.
I thought I was watching a game in the early 90s right there.
Right? It was the lowest scoring NBA game in like 8 years. I mean, these, you know, we talk about how much teams score, and Philadelphia won the game without even reaching 80 points. So tonight is the rematch at Madison Square Garden. New York Knicks 6.5 over the Sixers. Scraby.
Oh, wow. Sixers have been pretty bad. I'm going to say Knicks.
Well, okay.
I know.
Well, the Sixers won the other night.
I agree
with you, Scrab. I'm going to take the Knicks. Tony?
Knicks.
All going Knicks there.
Believe it.
All right, and one last game we got in the West Coast Conference Final tonight. Gonzaga 3.5 over St. Mary's.
Ooh, this is a good one.
This is a tough one. I'm first. St. Mary's won the league, but Gonzaga's come to life here down the stretch. I'm going to take Gonzaga. Tony?
The Aztecs have a win over Gonzaga. Don't they have one over St. Mary's, too?
Yes, they do.
They didn't.
They beat them both.
Oh, yeah. Did they beat? No, they did.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did beat Gonzaga.
They beat both of them. Let's go Gonzaga.
Gonzaga. Scraby.
St. Mary's, baby.
St.
Hater.
Mary's.
I just don't want the Zags in there anymore.
All right. Well, there you go. There's our picks. We'll see how it turns out tomorrow. I was 3-2 last night. Scraby, you were 2-3. For those keeping track.
Not good. Not good.
People like me who keep track.
Yes.
When I'm ahead. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, more Gwen and Chris is coming up. And the great one, Sammy Levitt, is going to be in our crosshairs in the next segment.
Uh-oh.
He's got a couple of videos out right now on Twitter that are absolutely hilarious. We have to tell you about them when we come back after a check of traffic.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
3 on the clock. Thanks to daylight savings time, I no longer have to qualify that by being in the desert. We're on the same time.
Wait a minute. You didn't lose an hour? You didn't lose an hour on Saturday night, Tony?
No. Well, I actually did lose an hour Saturday because I was in Florida. Had I been here, though, it would have all been the same.
Yeah. That's not fair, man. I'm still struggling to recover from that. I don't know about you, Scraby, but, you know.
Actually, I am.
The beauty of it is that we get more sunlight now. We get to be up.
Yes.
With the sun out, it's not, you know, midnight dark at 4 o'clock anymore. We can get a little more sunlight. I'm not mad at that.
I saw somebody tweet out something the other day that I thought was funny, Tony. I think you'll appreciate it. The tweet was, I've got the perfect idea for a Curb Your Enthusiasm episode. Larry David refuses to accept daylight savings time.
Oh, my God. That would be phenomenal.
Right?
Somebody needs, perfect. Oh, they've already finished. They've already finished doing all of the curbs. Or otherwise, somebody should send that to them. And I don't know how you even think about that. That's right up Larry David's alley.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not sending any of my clocks back. Sorry, not doing it.
I could see him trying to get other establishments that he frequents to not change their clocks so that they're all so that his schedule still works for him.
Or he like shows up an hour late and he's like, nope, my appointment's right now.
That's right. Yeah, that would be perfect for Larry David.
That would be. If ladies and gentlemen, if you're not following the great Sammy Levitt, I think you should. Sammy is a great content creator.
Really is.
And you know, we've known that for a while. I mean, you know, it's not by accident that you become the most used voice on TikTok in the history. So this young man has got some skills. He had recently went back through his kind of archives and posted an absolute gem that we're going to have to play for you. This is Sammy Levitt, the news version, not the sports version.
Yes.
One big problem for local farmers is standing water, especially in low-lying areas of the field. And in some cases, you could be knee-deep in a pond just like this one.
After bucket into the Red Cedar River.
He's throwing buckets of something.
About protecting your plants any way you can. If you have something a little bit bigger, you can even use this and put it right over it. And if you have a small plant, you can even take a cup from a convenience store and put it right over that, too.
State police are setting up safety belt enforcement zones, like here in Meridian Township on the intersection of Marsh Road and Central Park Drive.
He still
has it. So if you're not
it.
Buckled up, you're a college or high school student, getting a job this summer is going to take a lot more than just splashing around in the kiddie pool.
So wowzers.
That was great.
Wow, Sam.
My man's pretty talented, I must say.
He
I could see him on one of these news joints right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Didn't he do two or three of those reports while standing knee deep in water himself?
He sure did.
He liked the water theme. He showed he wasn't afraid to get wet. You know, he was willing to do it.
Yeah, and
he's willing to sacrifice his blood out there for his craft. That's right.
You know what? He still. If I were to close my eyes, I'd be like, oh well, Sam did that like 2 days ago. He still had. He's always had the Sammy Lev touch.
Yeah. You know what's funny? And as we get older, our voices don't change very much. That's one thing that stays relatively the same.
Really?
Everything else gets older, but your voice usually stays pretty similar.
Oh, well.
That was pretty money in terms of he just had it. I'm telling you, I could see him on, you know, Fox News or
CNN. I guarantee you he did all of those in one take.
MSNBC, one of them three, right? I can see him on there. I'm here in the hurricane and, like, going through that whole thing right there. I could definitely see him doing that.
He'd be perfect for that.
I would be so jealous of that because I really would like to be reporting on a hurricane as well.
You want to be a hurricane reporter?
You want to be a hurricane?
I've always wanted to do that.
What do they call him? Hurricane chaser or whatever you call him?
Storm chaser.
Storm chaser. There you go.
My dad and I have actually hurricane chaser. That sounds like a great sea level movie.
I mean,
right
that's
there.
Virtually what they're doing is chasing hurricanes. In some cases.
I have actually. My dad and I have actually talked about next time some big like tornado or storm like flying out and just kind of watching from
Why?
Afar.
Because from afar?
From afar. We're not going to get into it. I'm not like Twister.
I can't understand people who chase after tornadoes or something that can
kill you. You do understand that you might be far away when the tornado starts, but before it finishes, it might be much closer to you.
Yes, Chris, it never leaves the idea phase for us. It's always just a perpetual idea phase.
That's actually how you stay safe, is by not letting that become an actual idea.
Yeah, the only time I've ever lived in an area that had you know, tornadoes and stuff, it freaks you out when those air raid sirens go off. If you're a California kid and you're just hearing that, jumped under my desk.
When I was in Huntsville, my very first full throw ball, that was just like the end of the season. You know, end of the season in that time of year in the South is like hurricane season, right? So I remember the start of hurricane season. I remember the sky turning gray. Now, nobody told me that they, flash these lights and sound off these horns when hurricanes are, when there's one coming. And so I think I lost control for a second. I didn't know what was happening. I thought the world was coming to an end.
I don't want to ask what that means, but I think I'll
that
just
means
kind
I
of
was
picture.
Scared. That was scared. Oh, okay. Yeah, no. No, not along those lines, what you guys are thinking. But nonetheless,
he knows what we're both thinking, too.
I do. I know exactly what you're thinking. Nothing along those lines. All right, let's get to break. When we return, my favorite time of the day.
Of course it is.
I don't know about Scraby, but Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show when we return.
Welcome back to Gwen and Chris. Chris Ello. Tony Gwynn Jr. Matt Scraby. Spread out all over the southwestern United States. Tony Gwynn Jr. in Peoria with the Padres. I'm in Vegas with the Aztecs. And Matt Scraby holding down the fort at the Odyssey Palace Studios in San Diego. Tomorrow, Tony Gwynn Jr. will be on his way to South Korea. With
is that
the Padres.
Trying to get some YouTube time? Is that what he's doing by hanging out in
no,
the
camera behind
you?
No, we're trying to figure
you?
Out the audio issues, because apparently the audio is not good on the YouTube, but it's good in studio, so.
Audio's been messed up all over the place. I told you, the MLB app, I had no couldn't hear Don and Mud the whole game. It was just watching the game in silence.
So it's a gremlin.
Interesting.
It's a gremlin.
Yeah, it's an audio gremlin day. You know what happened last night in my broadcast of the Aztecs basketball game? There's 30 seconds to go in the game. The Aztecs are wrapping it up. I'm getting ready for my big, you know, and it's all over. The Aztecs have won and they have advanced to the semi. And just as I'm getting ready to say it, some guy kicked a cord on press row and unplugged everybody. Like, the TV feed went out, the radio feeds, everyone lost everything.
Did he at least know he did it?
Well, it took 5 or 10 seconds to find somebody to get it plugged back in. But it was it was a bit of an issue. Just a bit of an issue.
I'd imagine so.
You know, Tony,
I know.
You know, Adam's in here for one reason and one reason only, and that's because you keep ducking him on testing this app so that you can join us.
I tested the
Korea.
App. What are you
but
talking
you
about?
You keep ducking him, and he just wants to know that it works.
This is fake news.
This is not fake news. This is reality.
See, this is what I'm talking about, Chris. This is the turncoat I call Scraby over here.
He's only with you winter tie, Scraby.
We literally tested it together. I tested it with him.
I know, but you're ducking Adam, so.
I wasn't ducking Adam. I was driving, and Adam wasn't there the next time I came when I wasn't driving anymore.
Okay.
How about that?
All right, well, we cleared that up, so.
Yes, we did.
All right. Sounds to me like Scraby's trying to put off the inevitable, but he can't put it off any longer.
Come get this butt-whipping, son.
That's right. It's time. And once we check some traffic, it'll be time for today's version of Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show.
Hey, all you beautiful people out there. It's time to play one of our favorite games of the week.
All right.
We like to call it.
I'm gonna go.
Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show. And it starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, welcome into the Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show. This week's matchup between Tony Gwynn Jr. and Matt Scraby. They go head to head once again. Now, the last time we played this, I think it was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And it was really a dud.
It was.
I mean, Tony got 14 answers right. Scraby got 2.
Yeah, it was bad.
You didn't show up at all.
Thanks, Chris. So, I haven't beat myself up for the last 2 weeks or anything.
Yeah.
So show up, son. Let's go.
We're hoping you'll show out a little bit better today.
Chris. I'm sorry. Diesel says, come get this butt wiping, son. Also, Dave wants to know.
It crossed my mind, for sure.
Dave wants to know, and it's not Dave Marcus, what are the odds on today's game of Tony versus Scraby?
Ah, yes, for the Daily Gamble. I would say Tony's minus 250, Scrabier plus 300.
I accept those odds.
Yeah. But I will tell you this, as the person who puts together the category, I think today has a chance to be very, very close.
Wow.
I see no reason why Tony would have any more information on this category than Scraby would.
All right.
And we'll see how it goes. There are 15 correct answers today. The guys will take turns naming correct answers. First person who gets 8 correct answers will win. Or if you get a wrong answer, you get a strike. And if you get 3 strikes, you are out. Are you guys ready for today's category?
Let's go.
Give it to me.
And there will be no controversy as there was in a similar category about a month ago. Today's category, the most valuable sports franchises in American sports. And this is according to Forbes magazine, and it's as of 2020, the end of 2023. So just a couple of months ago, they listed their annual report of the most valuable sports franchises.
Valuable franchises.
In America. So this is not going to include international soccer or anything like that. Don't guess that. But I don't see why Tony would know any more of these than you, Scrape.
No, I think this is fair.
So anyway, what we have is the top 15. These are the 15 franchises that are worth over $5.5 billion.
Wow.
Which is pretty unbelievable in and itself.
That is unbelievable.
All right. So, Scraby, as a loser, you get to choose whether you want to go first or not.
I'll go first, as always, and okay. I will say the Dallas Cowboys.
The Dallas Cowboys are the most valuable sports franchise, not only in the United States, but in the world.
Wow, in the world.
And they have been for the last 8 years in a row. Dallas Cowboys are worth
How about them Cowboys?
No kidding. Well, how about them, Tony? They're worth $9.2 billion.
Whoa.
Which is $2 billion more than the second place team. So
that's a shame because they... Yeah. They were worth all that money and didn't spend a dime on free agency. Hilarious.
All right, Tony, your guess.
I believe the number 2 team is the New York Yankees. Mm.
The Yankees are number 2. Very good, Tony. $7.1 billion.
What are they cheering for at this point?
The evil empire.
What are they even crying about? They're the second most valuable franchise in the...
Who said that they're crying?
Oh, they're crying about the money thing. Come on.
About what money thing?
They're like, oh, we don't have enough money to sign Blake Snell. So even though we're the second richest...
Look, all of these teams say they don't have enough money, but they don't incorporate how much the franchises are worth. We know how much money these owners have. That's why Tony and I, and now you, Scraby, are 99% of the time on the player's side when it comes to contracts.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
Because these franchises have the money. All right, Scraby, 1-1. There are 13 correct answers left. Give me an American sports franchise worth more than $5.5 billion.
Are the A's worth a box of shoes?
The Oakland A's?
Yeah, so they wear a box of shoes because they're not going to be even close. But
they're probably not going to be on this list.
I'm starting to overthink everything, but I'm going to say I'm going to say the Dodgers.
The Los Angeles Dodgers.
Yes.
Got to be on this list.
Oh, I hate when he does this.
I hate when I do it, too. The Dodgers are worth $4.8 billion. Not quite enough money to make this list. Scraby, give yourself a strike, my friend.
No!
So even when they're just the Dodgers, I just hate them.
I just hate them.
Why are you mad at the Doyers?
Because they should be richer, and they're not. They need to raise the price on some of those hot dogs.
Hey, you usually don't like teams that, you know, don't spend money. They're spending money.
I know. You hate teams like that.
Yeah, you normally hate that.
I do. But I really hate them right now because I got a strike.
You got a strike. Thanks, all right, Tony. Buddy. This might be a tougher list than we think. I don't know. Tony, you're up.
How about New England?
New England Patriots.
Yes. Wait, you gave them that. No. It could have been Boston.
No.
It could have been.
There's no other team named New England.
Fair enough.
That is true, Scraby. New England Patriots are tied for third at $7.0 billion.
So annoying.
Breaking news.
What?
Breaking news for your man Chris, who was pretty down on his Dolphins. They just signed one of the rivals' players away from him. Jordan Poirier.
Oh, good. Safety?
Yeah.
What
year deal?
Okay,
division
we'll
rival.
Take that. I'm a happy guy now, Tony. Thank you. I'm a happy game show host.
I try to do what I can, you know?
I appreciate that. That's good to hear the Dolphins did something. All right, Scraby, you're down 2-1 and you have a strike. You need to find a franchise worth more than $5.5 billion.
What about... Man, I'm going... if I get the second strike, it's over. What about the Los Angeles Lakers?
Oh, my God. They have to be on the list, right?
I hate when you do that.
I do, too. But no, this sir. Time I'm just joshing with you, Scrabe.
Gotcha. Man.
The Lakers are $5.9 billion. They are barely in there, but they are on the list.
I felt the rage building inside of me.
Yes, the Lakers are one of the most valuable ones.
He's about to be big man.
Yeah, you are not going to be happy. The Lakers is correct, Scrabe. Very good. We're tied at 2, and it is Tony Gwynn Jr.'s turn.
How about Mr. Kroenke's team? The Los Angeles Rammies.
Wow, that's an interesting
I thought you were going to go with the Colorado Avalanche, Tony. No, you went with the L.A. Rams, who are fifth most valuable, $6.9 million.
Really? They're not a great team, and they're that valuable? Jeez.
Not to talk up the NFL again, because I don't want everybody to get mad at me in the chat room, but the Rams are worth $1 billion more than the Lakers. And you're right, Scraby. I mean, one franchise is one of the greatest in the history of the sport, and the other is, you know, had some success, but not a whole lot. All right, Scrab, you're up. You're down 3-2.
Come on, Scrab.
Come on, Scrab.
I'm trying to think of one.
Come on, Scrab.
Long-time legendary brands.
Yes, long time. Legendary.
I mean, you can't get any more legendary than the Boston Red Sox.
The Boston Red Sox!
You can't get any more legendary than the Boston Red Sox. The Red Sox are worth $4.5 billion.
A little short.
Scraby gets a second strike.
Little short.
You guys don't know this, but the rage is building. The rage is building.
Little short.
Tony's giving me the little symbol.
Oh, are you too short now?
No, he's just saying I was a little short on my billions of dollars valuation.
Right, he's giving you the signal.
I think this should be it if I don't score another point. I think this should be it.
And for it? For what?
This game. Forever.
The history of the game?
Yeah, it's over.
This guy wants to quit the history of the game. He wants to quit it all. It's over.
Tony, do you even want to take a turn, or do you just want him to miss another one?
I definitely want to go ahead and take another turn here.
All right.
Scraby said we should think about iconic, old-school brands. There's none other than the New York Knickerbockers.
Knickerbockers. Wow.
I just wasn't sure because they've been bad for so long.
Are they worth more than the Lakers?
You're going to notice a theme here, buddy.
New York.
Knickerbockers, $6.1 billion. That is correct, Tony Gwynn Jr.
That's fine.
You're on the list.
That's fine. That's fine.
And they lead 4-2.
That's a good guess. That's fine.
And it is Scraby's turn facing elimination.
Facing elimination.
Yeah.
All right.
What is we going
to do? You might have to have a bonus round of of conversation because the game isn't going to last long enough unless Scraby keeps it alive.
Scraby, don't let show down here, buddy.
And if you get this question wrong, in your own words, you will never play again.
Actually, if he gets it wrong, I want to answer one more just to, like, really...
I'm going to leave the room.
Get under his skin.
I'm going to leave the room. I'm just going to stick with the New York team, and since the NFL is so rich, the New York Giants.
New York Giants.
You're starting to think, Scraby.
No, we kept it alive.
$6.8 billion.
There's a pulse.
Staying alive.
That is
Thank
right.
You,
Giants
Jackson.
Are Giants are the sixth
that's
most.
The Bee Gees.
Michael Jackson.
Giants are the sixth most valuable franchise in American sports. $6.8 billion. It is Tony four. It is Scraby three. Scraby's got two strikes. Tony has none, and it is Tony's turn. There are 8 correct answers remaining, guys.
Do I want to save this one to really piss Scraby? I think I am going to save my next one. I'm not going to use this one for him right now. I'm going to go a different route. He used up my Knicks, or my...
Giants.
My Giants. So, how about another historical franchise? The Chicago Bears.
Chicago Bears. Why didn't I even think of that? They've been bad for a really long time.
Yeah. Bad doesn't matter when it comes to money, Scrape. Sorry about that. Chicago Bears are worth $6.3 billion. They are the 7th most valuable franchise in American sports.
Yes,
Tony
five. I hear the theme, Tony.
Scraby three.
The theme.
Scraby again trying to avoid falling off the edge. He is on the doorstep. He has 2 strikes. He has 7 correct answers remaining. I will tell you this, Scraby. You have heard of all 7 franchises.
You've heard of all of them, buddy. You've heard of all of them.
I mean, if I'm going to go out...
How are we going to go out?
Why not go out with my team?
What is that noise I'm hearing in the background?
It's my pen hitting the table because I'm nervous.
It's his nervousness right now.
Okay.
Because if I strike out here, it's going to be back-to-back weeks where I didn't even put up a fight, and it's embarrassing. So,
what is he going to do?
I see there's like 55 messages that I haven't read either in the chat, which...
People are trying to help you.
I think people are trying to trash me. I'm just thinking.
They're trying to help you, brother.
All right. Oh,
he just thought of one.
Maybe.
Thanks.
Oh,
every
maybe
team
not.
That pops into mind, I'm like, yeah, huh?
Scraby.
I don't know what you just did there, Scraby.
I don't either.
I don't know what he's doing either.
He sounded like Michael Jackson for a minute.
Wait a second. Didn't the Commanders just get sold for a bunch of money? I'm going Washington Commanders.
What?
They just got sold for a bunch of money.
You're putting your life in the hands of the Washington Commanders.
I think it was $6 billion something that he bought them for.
That is incorrect. They were bought for $6.05 billion. Scraby,
yeah!
You are correct. The Commanders are one of the most valuable franchises. You stay alive. It is 5-4. We got to pick up the pace a little. Tony Gwynn Jr.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, we do.
That was a good guess there, buddy. That was the one I was hanging on to piss you off at the end. Was
okay,
the
that would have really angered me.
But since he didn't use them, I'm going to go ahead and use them for him. I'm going to use his very own San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah, how about that, Scraby? $6 billion. 49ers are indeed on the list.
I just wasn't
just
sure.
Below the Commanders. Tony leads 6-4. There are only 5 correct answers remaining. Scraby, you need one of them to stay alive.
Steelers.
Pittsburgh Steelers.
Steelers.
Seems like a pretty good guess to me, Scrabe.
Steelers.
$4.625 billion. They come up just short. Scraby has been defeated. That is 3 strikes.
Steelers!
Tony Gwynn Jr. is the winner. Scraby, you're going to be so mad when I tell you
the
that
Golden
one of the
State
teams
Warriors.
That you did not use is the Golden State Warriors.
I don't even care anymore.
It's $7 billion. The only other ones you guys missed, the Las Vegas Raiders,
Ooh,
the New York Jets, the Philadelphia Eagles,
I almost said them.
Almost
and
doesn't
the Miami
count.
Dolphins. Miami Dolphins are at $5.7 billion. They are the last on this list of teams.
I can't stand this game. I really can't. Tony's dancing his camera.
Yeah. I thought you had a pretty good chance today because I didn't see how Tony was going to know any of these, but he didn't miss one. So, once again, you're up against it.
We need we need a rage room here at the office because I need it right now. I really do.
All right. Well, Tony and I will be back for Chris versus the fans. Whether Scraby returns is anybody's guess. On 97.3 The Fan.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, all you beautiful people out there. It's time to play one of our favorite games of the week.
All right.
We like to call it.
Ooh, I'm going to go.
Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show. And it starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, welcome into the Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show. This week's matchup between Tony Gwynn Jr. and Matt Scraby. They go head-to-head once again. Now, the last time we played this, I think it was 2 weeks ago. And it was really a dud.
It was.
I mean, Tony got like 14 answers right. Scraby got like two.
Yeah, it was bad. It was bad.
You didn't show up at all.
Thanks, Chris. So, I haven't beat myself up for the last 2 weeks or anything.
Yeah.
So show up, son. Let's go.
We're hoping you'll show out a little bit better today.
Chris. I'm sorry. Diesel says, come get this butt wiping, son. Also, Dave wants to know.
It crossed my mind, for sure.
Dave wants to know, and it's not Dave Marcus, what are the odds on today's game of Tony versus Scraby?
Ah, yes, for the Daily Gamble. I would say Tony's minus 250, Scraby, you're plus 300.
I accept those odds.
Yeah. But I will tell you this, as the person who puts together the category, I think today has a chance to be very, very close.
Wow.
I see no reason why Tony would have any more information on this category than Scraby would.
All right.
And we'll see how it goes. There are 15 correct answers today. The guys will take turns naming correct answers. First person who gets 8 correct answers will win. Or if you get a wrong answer, you get a strike. And if you get 3 strikes, you are out. Are you guys ready for today's category?
Let's go.
Give it to me.
And there will be no controversy as there was in a similar category about a month ago. Today's category, the most valuable sports franchises in American sports. And this is according to Forbes magazine, and it's as of 2020, the end of 2023. So just a couple of months ago, they listed their annual report of the most valuable sports franchises.
Valuable franchises.
In America. So this is not going to include international soccer or anything like that. Don't guess that. But I don't see why Tony would know any more of these than you, Scrape.
No, I think this is fair.
So anyway, what we have is the top 15. These are the 15 franchises that are worth over $5.5 billion.
Wow.
Which is pretty unbelievable in and of itself.
That is unbelievable.
All right. So, Scraby, as a loser, you get to choose whether you want to go first or not.
I'll go first, as always, and okay. I will say the Dallas Cowboys.
The Dallas Cowboys are the most valuable sports franchise, not only in the United States, but in the world.
Wow, in the world.
And they have been for the last 8 years in a row. Dallas Cowboys are worth
How about them Cowboys?
No kidding. Well, how about them, Tony? They're worth $9.2 billion.
Whoa.
Which is $2 billion more than the second place team. So
that's a shame because they, yeah. They were worth all that money and didn't spend a dime on free agency. Hilarious.
All right, Tony, your guess.
I believe the number two team is the New York Yankees. Mm.
The Yankees are number two. Very good, Tony. $7.1 billion.
What are they cheering for at this point?
The evil empire.
What are they even crying about? They're the second most valuable franchise in the...
Who said that they're crying?
Oh, they're crying about the money thing. Come on.
About what money thing?
They're like, oh, we don't have enough money to sign Blake Snell, so even though we're the
all
second richest...
Look, all of these teams say they don't have enough money, but they don't incorporate how much the franchises are worth. We know how much money these owners have. That's why... Tony and I, and now you, Scraby, are 99% of the time on the player's side when it comes to contracts.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
Because these franchises have the money. All right, Scraby, 1-1. There are 13 correct answers left. Give me an American sports franchise worth more than $5.5 billion.
Are the A's worth a box of shoes?
The Oakland A's?
Yeah, so they worth a box of shoes because they're not going to be even close. But
they're probably not going to be on this list.
I'm starting to overthink everything, but I'm going to say I'm going to say the Dodgers.
The Los Angeles Dodgers.
Yes.
Got to be on this list.
Oh, I hate when he does this.
I hate when I do it, too. The Dodgers are worth $4.8 billion. Not quite enough money to make this list. Scraby, give yourself a strike, my friend.
No!
So even when they're just the Dodgers, I just hate them. Just hate them.
I just hate them.
Why are you mad at the Doyers?
Because they should be richer, and they're not. They need to raise the price on some of those hot dogs.
Hey, you usually don't like teams that, you know... don't spend money. They're spending money.
I know.
You hate teams like that.
Yeah, you normally hate that.
I do. But I really hate them right now because I got a strike.
You got a strike. All right, Tony. This might be a tougher list than we think. I don't know. Tony, you're up.
How about New England?
New England. Patriots.
Yes. Wait, you gave them that. No. It could have been Boston.
No.
It could have been.
There's no other team named New England.
Fair enough.
That is true, Scraby. New England Patriots are tied for third at $7.0 billion.
So annoying.
Breaking news.
What?
Breaking news for your man Chris, who was pretty down on his Dolphins. They just signed one of the rivals' players away from him, Jordan Poirier.
Oh, good. Safety?
Yeah.
One-year
deal.
Okay,
division
we'll
rival.
Take that. All right, I'm a happy guy now, Tony. Thank you. I'm a happy game show host.
I try to do what I can, you know?
I appreciate that. That's good to hear the Dolphins did something. All right, Scraby, you're down 2-1 and you have a strike. You need to find a franchise worth more than $5.5 billion.
What about... Man, I'm going... If I get the second strike, it's over. What about the Los Angeles Lakers?
Oh, my God. They have to be on the list, right?
I hate when you do that.
I do, too. But no, this time I'm just joshing with you, Scrape.
Gotcha.
The Lakers are $5.9 billion. Oh. They are barely in there, but they are on the list.
I felt the rage building inside of me.
Yes, the Lakers are one of the most valuable ones.
He's about to be big man.
Yeah, you are not going to be happy. The Lakers is correct, Scrape. Very good. We're tied at 2, and it is Tony Gwynn Jr.'s turn.
How about Mr. Kroenke's team? The Los Angeles Rammies.
Wow, that's an interesting
I thought you were going to go with the Colorado Avalanche, Tony.
No,
you went with the L.A. Rams, who are fifth most valuable, $6.9 million.
Really? They're not a great team, and they're that valuable? Jeez.
Not to talk up the NFL again, because I don't want everybody to get mad at me in the chat room, but the Rams are worth $1 billion more than the Lakers. And you're right, Scraby. I mean, one franchise is one of the greatest in the history of the sport, and the other is, you know, had some success, but not a whole lot. All right, Scrab, you're up. You're down 3-2.
Come on,
with
Scrab.
A strike. Come on, Scrab.
I'm trying to you think of one.
Come on, Scrab.
Long-time legendary brands.
Yes, long time. Legendary.
I mean, you can't get any more legendary than the Boston Red Sox.
The Boston Red Sox!
You can't get any more legendary than the Boston Red Sox.
The Red Sox
are worth $4.5 billion.
A little short.
Scraby gets a second strike.
Little short.
You guys don't know this, but the rage is building. The rage is building.
Little short.
Tony's giving me the little symbol.
Oh, are you too short now?
No, he's just saying I was a little short on my billions of dollars valuation.
Right, he's giving you the signal.
I think this should be it if I don't score another point. I think this should be it.
And for it? For what?
This game. Forever.
The history of the game?
Yeah, it's over.
This guy wants to quit the history of the game. He wants to quit it all. It's over.
Tony, do you even want to take a turn, or do you just want him to miss another one?
I definitely want to go ahead and take another turn here.
All right.
Scraby said we should think about iconic, old school brands. There's none other than the New York Knickerbockers.
Knickerbockers. Wow.
I just wasn't sure because they've been bad for so long.
Are they worth more than the Lakers?
You're going to notice a theme here, buddy.
New York.
Knickerbockers, $6.1 billion. That is correct, Tony Gwynn Jr.
That's fine.
Knicks are on the list.
That's fine. That's fine.
And they lead 4-2.
That's a good guess. That's fine.
And it is Scraby's turn facing elimination.
Facing elimination.
Yeah.
All right.
Have to have a bonus round of conversation because the game isn't going to last long enough unless Scraby keeps it alive.
Scraby. Don't let the show down here, buddy.
And if you get this question wrong, in your own words, you will never play again.
Actually, if he gets it wrong, I want to answer one more just to, like, really...
I'm going to leave the room.
Get under his skin.
I'm going to leave the room. I'm just going to stick with the New York team, and since the NFL is so rich, the New York Giants.
New York
Scraby,
Giants.
You're starting to think, Scraby.
Now, we kept it alive.
$6.8 billion.
There's a pulse.
That is right. Giants are the sixth most valuable franchise in American sports. $6.8 billion. It is Tony four. It is Scraby three. Scraby's got two strikes. Tony has none, and it is Tony's turn. There are 8 correct answers remaining, guys.
Do I want to save this one to really piss Scraby? I think I am going to save my next one. I'm not going to use this one for him right now. I'm going to go a different route. He used up my Knicks, or my...
Giants.
My Giants. So, how about another historical franchise? The Chicago Bears.
Chicago Bears. Why didn't I even think of that? They've been bad for a really long time.
Yeah. Bad doesn't matter when it comes to money, Scrabe. Sorry about that. Chicago Bears are worth $6.3 billion. They are the 7th most valuable franchise in American sports.
Yes,
Tony,
I hear the theme, Tony.
Scraby, 3.
There's a theme.
Scraby, again, trying to avoid falling off the edge. He is on the doorstep. He has 2 strikes. He has 7 correct answers remaining. I will tell you this, Scraby. You have heard of all 7 franchises.
You've heard of all of them, buddy.
Um, I mean, if I'm going to go out.
How are we going to go out?
Why not go out with my team? All I see.
Wait, what is that noise I'm hearing in the background?
It's my pen hitting the table because I'm nervous.
It's his nervousness right now.
Okay.
Because if I strike out here, it's going to be back-to-back weeks where I didn't even put up a fight, and it's embarrassing. So,
what is he going to do?
I see there's like 55 messages that I haven't read either in the chat, which...
People are trying to help you.
I think people are trying to trash me. I'm just thinking.
They're trying to help you, brother.
All right.
Oh, he just thought of one.
Maybe.
Thanks.
Oh,
every team
not.
That pops into mind, I'm like, yeah, huh? Hee, woo, hee.
Scraby.
I don't know what you just did there, Scraby.
I don't either.
I don't know what he's doing either.
He sounded like Michael Jackson for a minute.
Wait a second. Didn't the Commanders just get sold for a bunch of money? I'm going Washington Commanders.
What?
They just got sold for a bunch of money.
You're putting your life in the hands of the Washington Commanders.
I think it was $6 billion something that he bought them for.
That is incorrect. They were bought for $6.05 billion. Scraby, you are correct. The Commanders are one of the most valuable franchises. You stay alive. It is 5-4. We got to pick up the pace a little. Tony Gwynn Jr.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, we do.
That was a good guess there, buddy. That was the one I was hanging on to piss you off at the end. Was
okay,
the
that would have really angered me.
But since he didn't use them, I'm going to go ahead and use them for him. I'm going to use his very own San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah, how about that, Scraby? $6 billion. 49ers are indeed on the list.
I just wasn't
just
sure.
Below the Commanders. Tony leads 6-4. There are only 5 correct answers remaining. Scraby, you need one of them to stay alive.
Steelers.
Pittsburgh Steelers.
Steelers.
Seems like a pretty good guess to me, Scrabe.
Steelers.
$4.625 billion. They come up just short. Scraby has been defeated. That is 3 strikes.
Steelers!
Tony Gwynn Jr. is the winner. Scraby, you're going to be so mad when I tell you
the
that
Golden
one of the
State
teams
Warriors.
That you did not use is the Golden State Warriors.
I don't even care anymore.
It's $7 billion. The only other ones you guys missed, the Las Vegas Raiders, New York Jets, the Philadelphia Eagles.
I almost said them.
Almost
and the Miami
count.
Dolphins. Miami Dolphins are at $5.7 billion. They are the last on this list of teams.
I can't stand this game. I really can't. Tony's dancing his camera.
Yeah. I thought you had a pretty good chance today because I didn't see how Tony was going to know any of these, but he didn't miss one. So, once again, you're up against it.
We need fantabulous. We need a rage room here at the office because I need it right now. I really do.
All right. Well, Tony and I will be back for Chris versus the fans. Whether Scraby returns is anybody's guess. On 97.3 The Fan.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.